Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
That's what I have to keep in mind when I say, oh man, I dropped the ball on this. And then I'm like, no, I didn't drop the ball. I paused it and I went to pick up my son.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. It's Nikayla here, and I am really excited to talk to you guys about how I am transitioning into motherhood and back into a mompreneur life. First of all, I want to thank you guys so much for the love on last week's episode. Thanks for listening. I'm glad it could be helpful for those who are expecting or who just, you know, wanted to get a sense of what it's like for women as we go through this pandemic and we have babies. So shout out to all of you. And this week, I want to talk about how I'm transitioning back into entrepreneur life and into the role of a mompreneur. I thought it would be important to touch on this before we get back into, you know, my interviews with side hustlers and side hustlers turned full-time entrepreneurs. I want you to get a behind-the-scenes sense of how I'm doing and also how I am now moving, you know, throughout this space. So, first and foremost, the first part of the transition from being a full-time entrepreneur with no kids to now being a mompreneur is to set expectations. This has been hard for me because I only know my old life. And it's not that I expected things to go back to exactly how they were, but I was subconsciously basing my post-maternity leave expectations on my old life. That means I did expect to go back into a similar production zone. So I didn't expect everything in life to look the same, but I didn't realize that when it came to output of episodes of work, I really just thought I could get back into a similar production zone and be able to pump out episodes in a certain period of time, especially solos. I thought, you know, as long as Moyo has the baby, I'll just do XYZ. I'll be able to pump out this many, but I didn't anticipate a few things. First of all, my mind is different, right? I'm not getting the same amount of sleep, so I'm not able to produce and work at the level I would when I was getting 7 to 8 hours, right? When you're getting much less than that, sleep deprivation is a real thing, and you have to guard your mind and protect your mind and just do what you're able to do rather than trying to stretch and burn yourself out on basically running on empty. You know what I mean? So your mind is forever changed once you have a kid. Some people say you never sleep ever again or ever have a restful night for 18 years. I don't know what people say, but I know we'll get to a better place for sure with getting more sleep. But for now, my expectation wasn't realistic when it came to that because, hey, I'm not the same person. I'm not working with the same amount of rest, and rest is important. Another thing that changes is my priorities have shifted. I'm always going to put my family first before work, before anything. I'm always going to prioritize spending extra moments with my son over a self-imposed work deadline. And I didn't know what that would feel like. Before I was a mom, I didn't know what it was to love someone like a baby, like that came out of you. Like, this is a different type of love. So if he's cooing at me and in my arms and I'm holding him, and of course I want to hold him all the time, I just love those moments that we have together. I'm not going to try to rush him to sleep or, you know, pass him off or try to entertain him with some kind of swing or floor mat just so I can answer some emails or, you know, finish an outline for an episode. I don't do that because I know I'll never get these moments back. I know he'll never be this small and cute and cuddly. Like, he's growing so much every single day. So that is what I prioritize. And I have to learn to be okay with that. That was new for me. So it's not that I felt guilty about it, but it was different because I consider myself someone who meets her deadlines, is on top of things. And it's been different falling into a category where I feel like I've become more loose with myself. And I have to be flexible. So it's not so much loose. It's that flexibility of saying, hey, these are self-imposed deadlines. I can adjust based on what my family life requires. And so as an entrepreneur, it's a slippery slope because you are your own boss. You have to adhere to deadlines at some point. So the way I think that I will manage that and make sure that I'm still sticking to some sort of deadline to get things done ultimately and eventually is setting more realistic ones. Instead of trying to cram a whole lot of work into a short space of time, I'm going to have to spread that out even more. And I'll talk a little bit more about how my goal getter, you know, action plan still continues to help with that. Like, I still am now framing my days in terms of trying to get 1 hour a day of work done. But it just means that that hour has to be very, very strategic. So once you have a kid, deadlines become much trickier. Here's how else I'm handling this transition. Along with expectations come setting a new benchmark. So when you're a side hustler and you're don't have any kids, your benchmark is based on something different than when you do have kids. And this idea and realization that I need to set a new benchmark actually was inspired by a conversation with my sister, who has two children. She was asking me how going back to work has been. And I said, you know, it's hard. It's challenging. I don't know what to do first. I really don't know what to do with myself. I just feel like I can't concentrate. I can't get anything done. And she was basically like, look, it's going to be challenging when you are expecting life to be the same as it was before. It's not. It never will be. And that was an aha moment for me. Of course, I think in the back of my mind, I knew it, but really hearing it said and really taking a moment to pause and let that sink in was very beneficial. I have to learn to adjust and set realistic benchmarks. So I've started already adjusting my benchmarks for when I expect things to be done. like not only when they should be done by, but also when I will work on them. Whereas before I would try to do the bulk of my work during the day, I've now shifted to thinking of what I'll do at nighttime when he goes down for his, you know, longest stretch of sleep, what I'll do on the weekends and those kind of things. So that's definitely been a change for me, but it's a useful change because it's very helpful to know when I'll actually be able to get things done and to not be disappointed in myself when I didn't get something done during the afternoon, when it turns out, hey, he didn't sleep that well last night. So actually in the afternoon, I'm exhausted and I ended up taking a nap when he took a nap, right? And so then that thing didn't get done. And now I feel like I'm scrambling to get it done. So I have to set new benchmarks and that's what I've started to do. I'm also handling the transition to motherhood by adopting a new lifestyle and working style overall. So I touched a little bit on the nocturnal element of my new lifestyle. My lifestyle now involves things like pausing and picking things back up. Where I used to try to, when I was in the zone focused, just knock things out in that space of time that I set out for that particular task. Now, I am okay with saying, okay, I'm going to do as much as I can, but hey, if baby starts fussing, I have to pause this and pick it back up. This is a new life. I've also worked on just being comfortable with adjusting my schedule and knowing that I'm unapologetically putting my son first. That's what I have to keep in mind when I say, oh man, I dropped the ball on this. And then I'm like, no, I didn't drop the ball. I paused it and I went to pick up my son and I went to enjoy some time with my son. And so that is one of those mindset shifts that comes with mompreneur life. Adjusting to a new working style for me includes being okay with everything not being as neatly organized as it used to be. So for episodes, for example, I really like to have full-on notes. Like I'm talking about pages of notes for my solos to just be able to look at and keep me organized as I'm speaking. However, that takes time and I don't have that type of time. So now things are going into bullet point format, you know, and I just have to use those bullet points strategically to help to jog my memory of what I wanted to say and the point I wanted to make rather than, you know, having time to write out full on sentences. So that's changed as well. And I think that's okay. I think in life that will be helpful anyway for future speeches, future, you know, addresses and things like that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, and when we keep them bottled up, it affects us negatively. I have found that therapy has been a safe space to get things off my chest. I had my daughter last August, and by January, I hit up my therapist like, let's go ahead and set up this monthly session. Therapy has been so helpful for me in setting boundaries, and it just empowers me to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, this is your sign to go ahead and do it and give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HustlePro today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HustlePro.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And what I'm working on doing also is looking to other women who have walked my path, who are mompreneurs, to help with this adoption of this new working style. So many of these women I've looked at before, I've been following, I've enjoyed, you know, seeing from the outside what I think they're doing. I witness on social media, you know, and everything from their Insta stories to their posts when they share more about how they juggle mom life with working for themselves or just a full-time career. And I also plan to reach out to them to get even more of the real and to ask them more about their strategies. And so just like I interview people when I wanted to figure out how to go from side hustler to full-time entrepreneur, I'll be reaching out to women to learn more about how they juggle motherhood and business. And no, I won't be sharing those conversations on Side Hustle Pro. Side Hustle Pro will still be about side hustlers and the journey from side hustle to full-time entrepreneurship, or just the journey of having an effective side hustle. So that is what I'll do on my personal time, just to help and support me as I grow as a woman, as a mother, as a businesswoman. Talking to other moms has been key for me so far, like everything from breastfeeding to enrichment activities to sleeping tips, all of that. Everything has been helpful. So shout out to my mom friends and shout out to all moms. I really, really appreciate the support system, the automatic support system that kind of kicks in, because we all know the haze that we went through and we just automatically want to help and support someone to not have to suffer as much. So I'm also handling the transition to mompreneur life by revisiting my side hustle lifestyle, as I mentioned before. So when I initially created the Goal Getter Action Plan, it was to help me juggle my side hustle with my full-time job. And I got into a habit of doing, or a system, I should say, of doing 12-week sprints where I just focused on a certain goal and was laser focused on that for 12 weeks. And then I would just break that down even smaller into just focusing on one thing a day. And that has been very helpful. And post-maternity leave, I'm still doing that, y'all. I'm still doing that. So I focus on one thing a day, and the only thing that has changed is how and when I schedule. Whereas before, I might have scheduled something in the morning or midday. I know that those aren't good times for me anymore. So I'm moving things to the evening hours. If I want to fit in some housework in between that, I'm not scheduling it back to back because I know that's not going to work and I know that's not realistic. So staying focused is key here. I have to do everything in my power to not get distracted by a chore, for example. So being home and not being comfortable yet with bringing in outside support in terms of like strangers has meant that there are more chores on our plate, right? Like we used to have a cleaning lady come in so that, you know, it was so beneficial and worthwhile for us to just outsource cleaning, because that is a chore that one would cause arguments and two, it just, our time was better served elsewhere, right? But now that is back on our plate, and I work to minimize the temptation to clean stuff by one, trying to do a little bit a day so that it doesn't add up. So I might randomly clean a toilet. I might we keep the sink as clean as possible by as soon as we use the dish, putting it in, like loading the dishwasher. This is a trick I actually learned from one of my YouTube girls. So it's just like, you know, every time something's dirty, put it in the dishwasher and run the dishwasher at night, unload it in the morning. And so, you know, you're never distracted by a sink full of dishes. Or for you, you might want to, you know, if you don't use a dishwasher, keep a bowl of the dirty dishes, clean them, and then, you know, put them all on the drying rack, whatever it takes to not be distracted by that sink. Similarly with the baby's room. You know, he's sleeping in our room right now. And so his room is a little bit messy right now. And I keep that door closed when I don't want to be distracted and tempted to go in there and completely do, you know, HGTV channel makeover right now, because that is not the most important thing. He's not even sleeping in there, right? It's a guest room right now. So I work that out by doing whatever it takes to keep myself from getting distracted. That means closing a door so I literally won't be distracted by it, keeping the sink clean, doing a little bit at a time so things don't pile up into a dirty mess, doing a little bit of laundry at a time, or, you know, doing a little bit of laundry, putting the folding, the clothes that need to be folded somewhere where I don't have to see it, so I won't be tempted to start folding in the middle of a day when I need to be focused on getting an episode written and recorded. So that's what's working for me right now. Here's what I'm learning from all of this so far. I can't emphasize enough that I'm learning I have to be flexible. And I'm also learning that I have to shun mommy guilt, the guilt of not being able to do everything or fearing that I look like I'm all over the place to my team, to my listeners, or what have you. I have to shun all of that because, one, it's a waste of time. It's not helpful or supportive to any goal that I'm trying to accomplish. And it's just not true. It's just not the fact. What I'm in right now is a transitional moment. And all transitional moments come with a learning phase, hiccups, growth from those hiccups. So I'm giving myself grace. The truth is, I will have no comparison point and true benchmark until I've been a mom for some time. Because I might use someone else as a benchmark, but the reality is they have a different life, they have a different business, they have a different setup, and so it will never be apples to apples. So as much as I call on others for advice, everyone's baby, job, life is different, and I'm not truly going to know if I'm setting the right benchmarks until I've
been a mom for some time. So I'm starting a process and essentially doing it blind. And I can only get my particular blueprint and my roadmap after I've done it blind for some time. In reality, it's no different than like starting a new, you know, corporate job, a new whatever job, right? I've started the job of motherhood, and it's no different than when you start a job. It's, they consider your first 90 days like a 3-month orientation, right? And I don't know how long my orientation lasts. However, I am in the orientation phase right now. And I know as I get going, I'll get better at being able to plan and set time aside for consistent meetings, calls, recordings, etc. But in the meantime, I'm giving myself space to learn and grow what those times are, what that structure looks like. And I am like, hey, girl, you're in your orientation. It's your first 90 days. And you need way more than your first 90 days, because it's about to be first 90 days like next week. So I clearly need more than that. And that is what orientation is for. Employers don't expect you to get on the job the first day and know everything and run the company. That is what orientation is for. So be patient with me, y'all, as we go through orientation together. There might be times you hear a crying baby in the back of an episode. And I'm going to keep it there. I'm going to keep my new little buddy, my son, in my episodes if you hear him, because I love him and because that's real life. That's the real life of a mompreneur. So guys, that's how I'm making the transition into mompreneur life. Now that we got that squared away, I do want to remind you that if you're interested in being a part of the next cohort of Podcast Mogul students. I'm so excited about that. We're getting ready to kick off live coaching calls again next Wednesday, but the next cohort will not launch before next Wednesday. So if you want to learn about that and be a part of Podcast Moguls, then register for my next live training at podcastmoguls.com. Now, if you're wondering what Podcast Moguls is, let me remind you, it is my 8-week course that teaches you how to get started and grow your podcast downloads like I've done. We're coming up on 4 million downloads in 4 years. And I also teach you how to gain opportunities for sponsorship, press coverage, and more. So this is for people who are serious about creating an impact with their podcast and using it to build a consistent and powerful platform, okay? If you have been wanting to start a podcast and have it, now is the time. So go ahead and sign up over at podcastmoguls.com, and I look forward to sharing more with those of you who have signed up. You guys might have just heard my alarm. That's another thing I forgot to add to how I'm transitioning. I am transitioning with a whole lot of alarms on my phone, y'all. I got this case that has a strap so I can always kind of have it on me, because in the first few days of motherhood, I was always losing my phone, dropping it in between couch cushions, just didn't know how to hold the baby on the phone. Now I have the strap and I just have it on me like a little handbag. And I set an alarm for everything. Alarm for pumping, alarm for how long I want to record this episode, everything under the sun. So I'm going to keep that in there because that is also real life. And there you have it, y'all. Talk to you next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you will receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.